Hello everyone, welcome to Secure Space with Arati Nair. This is a podcast dedicated to technology audit and information security. As someone who is extremely passionate about information system controls and organizational resilience to cyber risk, I will share with you various security lessons that I am learning through this channel. I hope you find it useful. Keep listening and keep learning. Thank you. Welcome to the second episode of Secure Space with Arati Nair. Let me start today's episode with this words of wisdom from Mr. Bill Gates. He said, "The internet is becoming the town square for the global village of tomorrow." As we progress into the future, we all can see that how true the statement is. The internet is at our fingertips, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and everything around us works with the power of its help. And we are more connected than ever. This online world of computer networks, and especially the internet, is referred to as cyberspace. And the measures taken to protect a computer or computer system on the internet against unauthorized access or attack is referred to as cybersecurity. With the umpteen boons of internet, there are some bans as well. And here is why cybersecurity is of utmost importance. Cybercrimes are on rise, and it is a global problem that poses a bigger threat to larger international companies, banks, and even government. Today's organized cybercrimes far outshadow lone hackers of the past. Cyber attacks are designed to do everything from stealing data to invading your privacy to the theft of billions of dollars. While the COVID-19 landscape is compelling businesses to make quick decisions on cloud adaptation, architectural changes, and more to ensure business continuity, it has been a boon to cyber criminals. As per Brian Krebs, who writes the blog Krebs on Security, with unprecedented numbers of people working from home and anxious for news about the virus outbreak, it is hard to imagine a more target-rich environment for phishers, scammers, and malware vendors. Let's pull out some data on the current threat landscape. Opportunistic cybercriminals have taken to proactively registering COVID-19 related domain names for malicious use. Many of these malicious domains are impersonating the World Health Organization and healthcare organizations around the world. Domains like these can be used to spread misinformation, host phishing pages, impersonate legitimate brands, and sell fraudulent items. In March 2020, ongoing activities from malware families like Advent, Kport, Tesla Keylogger, NetSupport Rat, etc. were noticed. Exploiting the fear around COVID-19, malware Hawkeye Trojan, which is a long-standing credential stealing Trojan, was spread via email messages claiming a cure for Corona in China and Italy. Victims were enticed to follow a malicious link to receive more information. On this context, today let's learn about the types of cyber attacks. For a layman, the most common heard cyber threat is a virus. So what is a virus in the cyberspace? Virus is a type of malware. Malware is malicious software. It is a broad term used to describe any file or program that is intended to harm or disrupt a computer. Malware includes botnet software, ransomware attack, rats, rootkits and bootkits, spyware, trojan, and viruses. A computer virus is a piece of malicious code that is installed without the user's knowledge. Viruses can replicate and spread to other computers by attaching themselves to other computer files. What is a Trojan? Trojan is a type of malware. It disguises itself as a legitimate software, but performs malicious activity when executed. Spyware is also a form of malware used to illicitly monitor a user's computer activity and harvest personal information. rats, remote access trojans. They are a type of malware that install backdoors on targeted systems to give remote access or administrative control to malicious users. Ransomware attack. You might have heard of these, right? Ransomware is a form of malware that encrypts victims' information and demands payment in return for the decryption key. Paying a ransom does not necessarily guarantee that you will be able to recover the encrypted data. Malware breaches a network through a vulnerability, typically when a user clicks a dangerous link or email attachment that then installs this risky software. Once inside the system, a malware can either block access to key components of the network, it can install malware or additional software. It can covertly obtain information by transmitting data from the hard drive. To the extent it can even interrupt certain components and render the system completely inoperable. Now let's learn about phishing attacks. Phishing attacks are the practice of sending fraudulent communications that appear to come from a reputable source. It is usually done through email. The goal is to steal sensitive data like credit card and login information, or to install malware on the victim's machine. It is a common type of cyber threat that everyone should learn in order to protect themselves. Phishing starts with a fraudulent email or other communication that is designed to lure a victim. Let's take a look at the type of phishing. Spear phishing. Spear phishing targets specific individuals instead of a wide group of people. Attackers often research their victims on social media and other sites. That way, they can customize their communications and make it appear more authentic. Spear phishing is often the first step used to penetrate a company's defenses and carry out a targeted attack. According to the SANS Institute, 95% of all attacks on enterprise networks are the results of successful spear phishing. Whaling. When attackers go after a big fish like a CEO, it is called whaling. These attackers often spend considerable time profiling the target to find the opportune moment and means of stealing login credentials. Whaling is of particular concern because high-level executives are able to access a great deal of company information. Farming. Similar to phishing, farming sends users to a fraudulent website that appears to be legitimate. However, in this case, victims do not even have to click a malicious link to be taken into that bogus site. Attackers can infect either the user's computer or the website's DNS server and redirect the user to a fake site even if the correct URL is typed in. One way to protect the organization from phishing attack is user education. Education should involve all employees. High-level executives are often a target too. Teach them how to recognize a phishing email and what to do when they receive one. Simulation exercises are also key for assessing how your employees react to a staged phishing attack. Man-in-the-middle attack or eavesdropping attack. It occurs when a hacker inserts himself between a device and a server to intercept communications that can then be read or be altered. Man-in-the-middle attack often happen when a user logs to an insecure public Wi-Fi network. Attackers can then insert themselves between a visitor's device and the network. The user will then unknowingly pass information through the attacker. Denial of service attack. A denial of service attack floods systems, servers, or networks with traffic to exhaust resources and bandwidth. As a result, the system is unable to fulfill legitimate requests. Attackers can also use multiple compromised devices to launch this attack. Then it is known as distributed denial of service attack. A distributed denial of service attack or DDoS attack is the bombardment of simultaneous data requests to a central server. The attacker generates these requests from multiple compromised systems. In doing so, the attacker hopes to exhaust the target's internet bandwidth and RAM. The ultimate goal is to crash the target system and disrupt its businesses. SQL injection attack. A structured query language injection occurs when an attacker inserts malicious code into a server that uses SQL. SQL injections are only successful when a security vulnerability exists in an application software. Successful SQL injection attacks will force a server to provide access to or modify the data. Successful SQL injection attacks can lead to authentication bypass, information disclosure, compromised data integrity, compromised availability of data, and even remote command execution. Now that we have learned the different types of cyber attacks, let's look into the modes to protect our digital assets from these cyber attacks. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has defined 5 different functions to protect digital assets from cyber attacks. The 5 different functions are identification, protection, detection, response, and recovery. Let's look into the definition of these key functions. Identify. Develop an organizational understanding to manage cybersecurity risk to systems, people, assets, data, and capabilities. Protect. Develop and implement appropriate safeguards to ensure delivery of critical services. Detect. Develop and implement appropriate activities to identify the occurrence of a cybersecurity event. Respond. Develop and implement appropriate activities to take action regarding a detected cybersecurity event. Recover. Develop and implement appropriate activities to maintain plans for resilience to restore any capabilities or services that were impaired due to a cybersecurity incident. Technology is growing at a staggering rate. And as technology continues to develop, measures of protection must also grow. With innovation comes opportunity for exploitation, and hence it is important to understand cybersecurity to put the right controls in place. Cybersecurity is a responsibility of each and every employee in an organization. Continuous risk assessments, control self-assessments, employee awareness and education helps detect cybersecurity threats or vulnerabilities and repair them with appropriate controls. Check for any vulnerabilities because it is vulnerabilities that is being exploited by hackers. On this note, I wind up today's episode. Have a good week, stay safe, and take care. Thanks for listening.